Now on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, this is Sports and Faith.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Sports and Faith on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and today my guest is one of the 2016 Sports Faith Hall of Fame inductees, Mike Zunica. Mike is the head baseball coach and the athletic director at St. Rita's High School. Currently, his baseball team is ranked 7th in the nation. Last year, his baseball team was ranked 1st. And he is married to his wife, Jackie. They just celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary, and he has 3 children. So, Mike, thank you for joining me here today on this episode of Sports and Faith on WSFI.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on your Sports Faith Hall of Fame induction. It's such a great honor to be inducted to our 9th annual Sports Faith Hall of Fame. But I want to begin with you talking about your career in baseball growing up, with the love of baseball that you had, kind of your introduction to baseball. Do you want to begin there?
Sure. Yeah. It's a vivid memory for me. I can remember the first time my dad ever gave me a baseball glove. You know, sunny morning, everybody was still sleeping. Called me down to the kitchen, and it was a big deal that he was giving me a brand new glove. And it's my first memory of playing organized baseball. He was my coach. He went on to be my athletic director at St. Jude the Apostle grade school in South Holland. I've been in love with the game ever since, and still am.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so, as you continued to progress through the levels, you continued playing till, I think you mentioned before we got on the air, about 33 years old in semi-pro baseball league. And as you continue to study and play the game and now coach the game with young people, there's a lot of life lessons that are instilled through the game of baseball. Can you talk about some of those life lessons and also those lessons that are pertinent to us in our Catholic faith?
Absolutely. The most incredible thing about baseball is the amount of failure you have to endure. You can fail 7 out of 10 times and still be considered a Hall of Famer in the major leagues. There's no other sport or job that can show up 7 out of 10 days and be considered successful. And we talk to our kids about, you know, you're gonna have failure in life. You're gonna get knocked down. And if your faith is the number one priority in your life, you're gonna get back up. And nothing will keep you down. So our message is constantly to prioritize that, the number one thing in your life. And sometimes it's hard for 17 or 18 year old kids to understand that, but you want to plant the seed and hope that that works out for them down the road.
As you're planting those seeds, I'm sure that you've touched a lot of lives, Mike, in coaching the sport. What are some of those stories in general that you've seen, those success stories of coaching? Have you seen someone mature both in the sport, and I'm sure you've seen this a lot, but in what ways have you seen those kids mature both in the sport and in life as they go from a freshman to a senior, or even come back in college or after college and visit the school?
I often feel like the best compliment we get are from the colleges we send our kids to. We get feedback from the baseball coaches, and we constantly get feedback that our kids are well prepared. They have great success for the most part wherever they go, and we've sent kids to some of the best baseball programs in the country. And I think it all comes back to our kids being balanced here. We definitely put an emphasis on winning, but it doesn't drive us. What drives us is doing things the right way, going to mass as a team, working hard, being great teammates, all the things that are going to make them better sons and fathers and husbands. Those are the messages that we drive home, and winning at the level we've won at it becomes a byproduct of doing all those little things the right way. So when I hear that our kids are doing great, it doesn't surprise me, because I think our kids go to school with their priorities in order, and they've got good balance in their lives, and they want to win, but not at all costs. Doing well, but doing things the right way.
Yeah, we've seen that in the sport of baseball just nationally with a lot of the different steroid scandals and whatnot. It's so important to teach the kids that winning at all costs, as you just said, is not something that you necessarily want to instill. We want to do our best, but we don't want to cheat the game, and we don't want to cheat others. And boy, what a great thing to teach these young people about, because as they're excelling at a higher level in college or moving on to that, boy, what a great foundation to lay for them, Mike, and a very important one, especially in the sport of baseball as we've seen it develop over the past 15 years with the scandals.
Oh, I agree.
I want to maybe talk to you a little bit about some of the specifics of what you do differently with the high school students. I know that you mentioned that you go to Mass as a team. Do you do any other things with the baseball team, faith-oriented service projects? What else do you do with the team?
It's a pretty busy season. We start every game off with a prayer, and you kind of wait for opportunities to present themselves. 17- and 18-year-old kids, they don't want Mass every day, and they're not looking to read Bible verses on a daily basis. So, well, we try to stay creative and seize the moment when an opportunity presents itself, kind of backdoor these guys with our beliefs and our priorities when it comes to our faith. So you wait for opportunities to present themselves. Good Friday is a good day to talk about things that happens during our season. Easter happens during our season. So whenever the opportunity presents itself, we seize the moment, and we're creative, and you don't want to jam it down their throat every day, but they know where our priorities are. And like I said, you're just trying to plant the seeds.
That's right. I think that's such an important thing. And those values that you're planting and instilling at such an impressionable and young age will come back and help them later in life, as you said earlier in the interview, just to be a great father, a great husband, all of those values. And also the love of the sport of baseball. Baseball is a great sport. It's a very fun sport to watch and to play. Lots of intricacies in the sport as well that many people don't realize. So let's talk a little bit about your personal faith journey, and you mentioned that it's a very important thing for you to want to coach in the Catholic League. You had something tugging on you to come and coach in a Catholic League baseball. What was it about that drew you into this line of work?
Catholic grade school, Catholic high school, Catholic college. My mom's father was a great Catholic, converted Lutheran. He used to take me to morning Mass. You know, it was always just there. It was just something that I don't know how to explain it, but it was there. I always wanted to give back. One of our sayings in our program is what you are is God's gift to you. What you make yourself is your gift back to God. And that was on my wall in college, and just always wanted to give back. The 12 years I spent at the Board of Trade made great friends, very successful 12 years financially, but it didn't fulfill that peace that I really always wanted to give back. I told my dad the last game I played at college, we walked away from the field together, and I knew I wanted to get back into coaching as soon as possible. Wanted to coach in the Catholic League, but I also knew I had to provide for my family, so kind of a tricky deal. But I don't regret going to the board, and like I said, it was a great experience. Good trading was an incredible situation. You're in a pit with a bunch of guys that shoulder to shoulder with you. You get to find out a lot about people. There's a lot of adversity in a trading day. So I loved all that, but I love what I'm doing now.
For our listeners, you are listening to the voice of Mike Zunica. He is the head baseball coach and the athletic director at St. Rita High School. We have to take a short break here on this episode of Sports and Faith on WSFI, but we'll be right back to talk more with Coach Zunica all about baseball and this wonderful sports faith adventure that he and we are always on here on WSFI. Right back after this. Don't miss the 2016 Sports Faith Hall of Fame induction ceremonies on Saturday, May 14th of Pentecost weekend, beginning with Holy Mass at the Church of St. Mary's in Lake Forest, Illinois at 5 o'clock p.m., followed by dinner and the Hall of Fame induction at the Deer Path Inn. This year's list of honorees includes Chip Beck, Ziggy Zarabsky, Lauren Hill, Nick Rassus, Bill Wennington, and many more virtuous athletes, coaches, and teams. For more information or to purchase tickets, call 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455. Or visit us online at WSFIradio.org.
Retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Hi, this is Wes Riccio from the Holy Family Catholic Bookstore, wishing the fullness of God's blessings upon all those who will soon be receiving a sacrament for the first time. If you have a child, grandchild, or godchild being baptized, receiving their first Holy Communion, or being confirmed, remember that Holy Family has the area's largest selection of gifts, accessories, and supplies to make their special day more memorable. The Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information, including a virtual tour, is available on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of Sports and Faith here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Today, we're talking with Mike Zunica. Mike is the head baseball coach and also the athletic director at St. Rita's High School. And we're talking to him all about baseball, about life, about forming students in the Catholic faith, and also beyond the Catholic faith, just for life values and becoming great men and great husbands and fathers. But I want to focus, Mike, on your last season that you had in baseball. You're ranked seventh this year in the nation, which is incredible. But last year, even more incredibly, you were ranked first. You told me you went 26-0. Tell me about the journey of going 26-0, and then what happened after that? What happened in the playoffs?
Well, it was an interesting season. Winning is never, winning 26 games in a row, you never really feel like you're getting better. Losing teaches you a lot about what you need to do as a team and who you need to be individually. It was fun for the kids as they moved up the polls. And then one day we woke up and saw on a Monday morning that we had moved up to the number one spot. Of course, kids have a hard time dealing with that. It was a challenge to keep their feet on the ground, but all good came from it, even though we lost the game within the next few days and dropped a little bit in the polls. But it was a great season. We had won a big tournament in South Carolina. The kids had a lot of fun on that 26-0 run. It was the greatest start in the school's history. They got a lot of press, a lot of publicity. They had to deal with and learned a lot of lessons about when your feet aren't on the ground, what's going to happen to you. So we went on to have a successful year, lost a heartbreaking game in the playoffs in the sectional championship in front of a bunch of people, gave up four ugly runs in a two out nobody on inning and lost 5-4. But after the game, as you do it longer and longer, everybody wants to win a state championship, but it's funny, you start to realize that ring, it is a materialistic thing, and we're working very hard this year to win one, and it's everybody's main goal. But for me, it's always been the journey. Last year, we had an incredible group of kids. We cried a lot after the game together, cried at the banquet. So when we see tears coming out of coaches' eyes and tears coming out of players' eyes, you can't look at that last loss and think that your season was a failure. You know it was a success. So it's a journey a lot, and it's pretty interesting how that ties into your life, because athletic careers are so fleeting. So many of these parents need to get the message that they all want to have the greatest 13-year-old baseball player, and they want to have the greatest 15-year-old baseball player, and they're starting to rank these kids, and it's so unhealthy. You got to make sure that your kid's in good shape with his self-esteem when his career does come to an end. And that's going to be at 18 or at 22 if he's lucky with college, and then maybe a few rare instances you're going to be playing professional baseball. But you really want to focus on building the individual into a great person, not solely being focused on being a great baseball player.
You mentioned that, and that's something that I think a lot of coaches talk about, a lot of people talk about as parents in the sport, especially when you have a very successful season like you're having and you get national press and you start getting all kinds of things coming your way and you're not keeping your feet on the ground and you've got people talking. There's an effect that you can let this go to your head a little bit. And I liked how you put, you've got to make sure your kid is being the best 13-year-old he can be, not just the best 13-year-old baseball player, the best 15-year-old baseball player. It's about being a good person, and it's about instilling these values because they're going to last long beyond your fleeting, as you mentioned, sports career. So that is a wonderful, wonderful thing for you to recognize as a coach, because I know there's some coaches out there that don't always recognize that and do push kids, and parents do, and parents push that. What is some advice maybe to a parent that is a little more aggressive than they should be about the career of sports? What do you tell parents that are a little more aggressive?
Well, parents that are aggressive are aggressive message. We can be aggressive here with our message. We sometimes just got to tell people point blank that I don't understand why you think your kid needs accelerated math and he's better than everybody else. We're not putting him in a position to be successful. Those people don't do very well here. We'll talk them through it, but if some people just, they don't get it, and some people have to move along and maybe learn that lesson down the road, called race to nowhere. People that are self-absorbed and you know, thinking about, like I said, accelerated math classes because their kid is special. That's a slippery slope. Maybe your kid is special, but is that accelerated math class going to be, is that going to be a difference maker in his life, or is being a great person and doing the right thing going to be a difference maker in his life? And we think, we always lean towards the great person part, do the right thing and learn from your mistakes. Go to school on somebody else's nickel at times when you see others make mistakes. And it's easier said than done. We realize for the families, it's usually personal. For us, it's business. Business not meaning it's cold. It's not a cold business, but we are going to stick to our guns and do what's right. And sometimes people take that the wrong way because it's hard. Sometimes as a parent, you're going to lean towards making it personal, but you stick to your guns, you do things right, you build something, and those people are the minority, and never really, their voice never really gets any strength because your majority is with you. And it has not been, in 26 years, we have not had a lot of parent problems. They're there occasionally, but I think by doing the right thing and being fair, you kind of bring that personal thing with the families and the business thing with your program to a good middle ground.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. I want to ask you, because there may be high school students out there listening to this interview right now, and there may be some high school baseball players that are sitting there going, man, I wish I had a coach like this. And I just want to maybe ask you for some advice for those students who may not have a coach like yourself that are sitting there listening to this program right now. What advice would you give to a high school student listening to this message just about life and about sport as they're competing in sports or an extracurricular activity? What advice would you give to them?
Well, in anything, when we talk to our baseball players, and it could be relatable to anything that you want to set out to do, have your priorities in order. Make sure no matter what, your faith is never compromised. If you keep that as the number one thing in your life, followed closely by your family, and then it's whatever else you're doing at that time needs to tell our baseball players, hey, before you get to this field and get between those lines, your faith and family need to be the most important thing in your life. When you get here and you're between the lines playing baseball, it needs to be the most important thing in your life. And if you approach everything that way, I can't see how you can't be successful.
I love the way you put that. When you get between the lines, it's got to be the most important thing in your life. Focus on the tasks that are at hand and put the priorities in order. Boy, what wonderful advice for a young person, for any person out there listening. As you said, it doesn't matter whether it's a game of baseball or whether it's playing the trombone. It's all relatable to something that you want to do, something that you want to accomplish in life. Again, putting those priorities in order. We're unfortunately getting close to wrapping the episode up. Time always flies faster than one wants it to, Mike, especially when we're having such a grace-filled conversation like this. I want to ask you a little bit about St. Rita's High School and about prospective students or just about the program in general there. What are some of the great things about St. Rita's High School that stand out? And how would people, if they wanted to take a shadow day, some of the eighth grade students that might be listening to this right now that want to explore more about St. Rita's, be able to do that?
Well, I wasn't fortunate enough to be a St. Rita graduate. My two sons, I have a son graduating this year. I have another son who graduated in 2012 who's playing football at the University of Kansas right now. I think it's an incredible deal to be a St. Rita graduate. 111 years of tradition here on the south side of Chicago. The Augustinians have done an unbelievable job in the education world. We just celebrated Villanova's national championship yesterday with a day off of school. That's our college, and then we have nine high schools in the country. It's just a special place. The spirituality dragged me in here. I came here for an interview. The chapel is like no other high school chapel in the country. It's an amazing place. We host a lot of major funerals here. A lot of people have seen the chapel, but the place has great balance. It's got a great spirituality. The family atmosphere is unrivaled. On the south side, academics for kids. My son, the 2012 graduate, out of 158 kids, seven of those 158 went on to pursue Ivy League athletic careers, which percentage-wise was an insane number. It's everything you could ever want if you want to come here and apply yourself. Like any other high school, kids can go anywhere and coast. But if you want to come and get a first-rate Catholic Augustinian education, it's here for you. With all the other intangibles that are going to give you a great chance to be successful in life. So if somebody wanted to do that, it's real easy just to go to our website, stritahs.com. You can connect with our director of admissions, Ed Leiser, or anybody you connect with is going to be able to set that up. But it's a special place. We root for all Catholic education here, though. I personally want every school in our league and every Catholic school to do everything possible to be successful, because it's getting to be more and more challenging. So even though we love St. Rita and think it's an incredible place, that we don't think it's the only Catholic school. So I would always advise kids to go out and check out all your options. And I'm going to root that the option you choose is a Catholic school.
Mike, I appreciate all the time you spent with us today delving into your career, your coaching career of 26 years of baseball at St. Rita's. It's just very, very inspiring. Thank you for doing things the right way with your students, and thank you for instilling in them such a wonderful, wonderful value system that they're going to be able to take the rest of their lives. And to our listeners, you now know why Mike Zunica is a 2016 Sports Faith Hall of Fame inductee. And I want to remind our listeners that they can come out and see Mike and be inducted into the Sports Faith Hall of Fame on Saturday, May 14th, beginning with Mass at the Church of St. Mary's in Lake Forest, Illinois. We encourage all of our listeners to come out and get tickets. They can visit the website sportsfaithinternational.com. Again, sportsfaithinternational.com. Mike, real quick before we wrap up, what does this Hall of Fame induction to the Sports Faith Hall of Fame mean to you? Just real quick as we wrap up.
It's always an honor to be recognized, especially with the guys who have been honored before me and those that I'm getting honored with. Very humbling, very uncomfortable with it, to be honest with you. I shared that with Angela. But anything that can bring recognition to our Catholic faith, I would be on board for any of that. So if I can be part of this process, I'm honored and humbled.
Well, Mike, thank you, and thank you for all that you do. It has been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you.
This has been an episode of Sports and Faith on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, thank you and God bless.
Now, a radio editorial by Chicago Bears' Patrick McCaskey, chairman of WSFI Catholic Radio and Sports Faith International.
In the summer of 1915, my grandfather, George Hallis, worked for Western Electric in Chicago. On July 24th, the company was scheduled for a ride on a ship called the Eastland in the Chicago River. My grandfather missed the boat. It rolled over on its side, and 844 people died. If he hadn't missed the boat, the National Football League, the Chicago Bears, and I might not be here. Sometimes it's okay to be late. My grandfather lettered in football, basketball, and baseball at the University of Illinois. He graduated with a degree in engineering in 1918. After my grandfather had graduated from college, he was in the service at Great Lakes Naval Station. He played sports for them, too. He was the most valuable player in the 1919 Rose Bowl. You could look it up. He played right field for the 1919 New York Yankees and batted .091. Then he played for the 1919 Hammond Pros football team. On March 18, 1920, George Chamberlain met with my grandfather in Chicago. Chamberlain was the general superintendent of the Staley Company in Decatur. Halas was working in the bridge department of the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad. Chamberlain offered Halas the opportunity to learn the starch business and be the company's athletic director and football coach. He could also play on the state of football and baseball teams. Halas accepted. The sports headline in the March 19 Decatur Review read, "George Chick Halas joins Staley forces." In 1921, there was a recession. Mr. Staley couldn't afford to finance the football team anymore. He gave my grandfather $5,000 to move the team to Chicago with the stipulation that the team nickname be the Staleys for 1 year. So in 1921, the team was the Chicago Staleys. They won the first of 9 championships. In the winter of 1922, the team name was changed to the Chicago Bears, and it's been that way ever since. On February 18th, my grandfather and my grandmother Min got married. Children of Mr. Staley sometimes wonder what their lives would have been like if their grandfather had sold the company and kept the team. My grandfather was an optimist. America needed optimists as it battled through the Depression and 2 wars during the 20th century. Those who knew my grandfather would tell you that he lived life with a passion every day, and he seldom looked back. His focus was always on football, and he had a gift for providing support and encouragement.
Hi, this is Mike McCoy. I went to the University of Notre Dame, played 11 years in the NFL. And why is Catholic radio relevant for the Chicago area? Well, I think it's relevant all over the country because of what's going on in our culture today. I see it all the time as I go into Catholic schools. A lot of pressure on our young people. You know, what's the truth? What's not the truth? What's the absolute truth? So hopefully by coming into this social media radio, we'll get some positive things out there so people can listen to. So that's why I think it's relevant, because our culture is overwhelming us today.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Hello, I'm Joe Scheidler, host of Pro-Life Today on WSFI Catholic Radio 88.5 FM. It's a half-hour conversation with leaders in the pro-life movement committed to protecting the most vulnerable among us. That's every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Or listen anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIradio.org for more information. That's Pro-Life Today, every Monday at 3:30 p.m. only on WSFI Catholic Radio.
Looking at term life insurance? Consider life insurance from Catholic Financial Life and see how we put Catholic values in action. To learn more, call Matt Tomlinson at 847-548-MATT. 847-548-6288.
Did you know you can listen to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio online? Visit WSFIradio.org and click on Listen Live. That's WSFIradio.org and listen live.